you're in somebody's radio.
7JW4NGU. All of us are amateurs.
Yeah, I was on the wrong repeater. What are you up to? How's your dad doing?
Stroke and put him in the hospital yesterday. He's just not doing good, Bob.
My dad actually was in the hospital last Friday. Came home Monday afternoon. And hopefully they've got him under control between the kidney disease and the heart failure and the AFib. Hopefully they got it balanced out and it'll stay that way. But I'm not real convinced, but we're keeping our fingers crossed.
You let me out here on Highway 9. Yeah, that's tough, dealing with our dads. They did enough for us, so it's worth the trouble. But, man, it's a commitment, and it'll wear you out, as you well know.
I'm just now starting to feel like maybe I've got things a little bit calmer. You know, the hardest part is doctors and hospitals. You know, you go into the hospital, all they want to do is push you out, which is fine if you're ready. But if you're not, and you got to come back in 2 weeks, then you got to go through that whole process again. ER registration, emergency room bed, hope for a bed in another room, you know, and hope like heck that he's going to make it up into a regular room with a regular bed, only to have them, you know, send you home in 2 days when he should have been there for a week.
And just staying behind doctors. We've had some good ones this time, but his regular MD is a young guy that just is not aggressive, and he's just so passive. We have to suggest everything. He just thinks that if a man's 90, he's lived his life, don't worry about it. Well, we'll see what he thinks when he's 90.
Exactly right, no doubt about it. You know, and then there comes to the other part. You know, we're doing everything medically for my dad that we can do. But on the other side of the coin, he's 89 years old. And, you know, the longevity is staring us in the face. We understand what that is. So it's kind of a balance between keeping him medically treated and also keeping him comfortable and happy. And by God, if he wants a peaceful pie, I'm going to give it to him. That by God, if he wants a piece of apple pie, I'm going to give it to him.
Sure, sure. Well, I'd love Daddy to live 10 more years, but it's not looking that way. But we've got, let's see, Aunt Alice was 103. Man, my family lives, so I remember my grandfather saying when Aunt Alice was 97, said, yeah, she's beginning to slow down a little bit.
Down considerably, but since we've gotten him back from the hospital this last time, he seems a little better. Seems to look and feel better. But, you know, what's hard to believe is 8 weeks ago, 9 weeks ago, whatever, he was living by himself in Tennessee in his own condo, going to the store shopping, cooking some meals, getting some meals from across the street there, and, you know, going to the doctor, taking his medicine, doing everything on his own, getting dressed, everything. And that has just gone from, you know, one side of the coin to the other.
Our daddy was driving a month ago, up until a month ago. He won't give up that license or the car, but he said, okay, well, I won't get in it unless an emergency. And I said, well, there is no emergency to cause you to get in the car. If it's that dire, you need to call an ambulance, so you don't need to be driving. He's pretty much giving into that. You know, that's a hard thing to do, is get them to give up their keys.
Pretty much faced the fact that, because he was driving up until this all started, like I said, right after Setco is when this started. And up until then, he was driving every single day just about whenever he wanted to. But after this little bout in Tennessee and everything that he went through there, he has pretty much decided he can't be alone. And driving, he's already said, well, I doubt I'll ever be driving again, but we're still hanging on to his car. It's a good car to move him around in. It's easy to get him in and out. It's a good car to, and it's only got about 8,000 miles on it, so I mean, it's brand new.
We won't get rid of Daddy's car, even though Mother's not driving it. they give him something, you know, a goal to shoot for, even if he never reaches it, coming back home and driving.
Well, anyway, hopefully he will do well and, excuse me, recover best he can anyway.
In the church orchestra, and that's a big deal to me, especially at Christmas time. But I called the guy 2 days ago, and I said, man, I got too much family stuff going down, and I'm still working, and I'm just going to have to bow out until January. I think things will resolve. He'll be in a nursing home or whatever by then. But I just can't handle it right now. And he said, man, you take care of family. We'll keep you seat. of course, as volunteer, he can't exactly take my paycheck.
You're on paid leave, I suppose, then. But I know exactly what you're saying. It is actually a full-time job between taking care of all of his finances, mine, taking care of the house over here, getting into and from doctors, prescriptions, making sure you got refills. And with my dad, and probably the same with yours, the Doc Ott medicine list changes about 3 times a week, it seems. Every time you go to a doctor, they make some changes. And I keep an updated medication list just in case, you know, ambulance or whatever. Here you go. This is what he's on. Just hand him a piece of paper.
Yeah, I sure have enjoyed, for my own use and his use, the MyChart. Do you have that? You know what I'm talking about?
No. What are you talking about?
Both major hospital systems in upstate South Carolina, Prisma and the Spartanburg system, they have a website, a secure website, and you can go on and see all your drugs, all your appointments. You can send the doctor a message, and they do respond. Sometimes it's the quickest way. And it is just, and it goes back years, and it's just really convenient. You can pull up blood work for 2 years ago and compare it. If you're not sure about an appointment, you go on and it's right there. Yeah, you need to be here whatever time. I really enjoyed that, keeping up with stuff.
Similar, it's called something different, but My Portal or something like that. But we've got the same thing, and that's very, very, very handy. But I'll tell you what, I knew that I would be busy taking care of him, but it's a lot busier than I expected. Not that I would have done anything different if I knew I was going to be this busy, but it's a full-time job, I'm telling you what. And then trying to get a little bit of work in between and everything else around the house, it's chaotic at best.
Esther, she's taking over his check writing for now, and I said, don't just pay a bill because it comes in. We got to check the EOB and see what the insurance company has paid, and then we go writing checks, but not before.
We transferred his insurance from Tennessee to North Carolina, but it doesn't start until January. And one of the doctors managed to get a hold of the new card number, and they were trying to do that. And, of course, it kept coming back, not eligible, not eligible. And finally I said to the girl, well, what card are you using? And she got a little snotty with me. She read the card off, and I said, well, you're using the wrong card. You should be using the card that I handed you when I brought him in.
Well, I just now passed a white Tesla coming toward me, and there's one following me, a white Tesla. I'm beginning to see those things everywhere.
Out of them, that's for sure. K4SV's got, I think, 5 or 6 of them. He's got a dealership.
Yeah, that beautiful garage he built just for the Teslas does look like a dealership. Spotless clean with all those charging stations. I think that's cool. But, and the next 2 years, man, there's going to be a ton of cars on the market. I think that's going to make a big deal on oil, how much we use.
Selling item right now are trucks, and I had a heck of a time finding mine. I didn't buy new, because I rarely do, but the truck that I did finally find, I had a hard time locating the truck.
I have a friend that has a beautiful Candy Apple Red F-350 diesel. Bought it 2 years ago for $58, and they're sitting on the lot now for $98. And they probably wouldn't discount it if you can get one.
You're absolutely right there. like I said, they're selling trucks left and right. And so, anyway, what else is happening? You been on the air at all?
Not as much as usual. I cut down, I had somebody cut down a huge tree that was just causing problems for my Wyndham 160 through 10. That thing's about 260 feet long. So I got that tree down, and I got to put the antenna back up, so that won't take long. But right now, I'm technically off.
Left D8 and what have you, a little bit of sideband. I did manage to get up all-time new one, the Philippines, which I had never worked before. So that brought me to 308 confirmed, which I was, haven't had an all-time new one in a long time.
That's a good number, Bob. That's what is the current official country's number?
I'm thinking 340.
As they come and go, you'll eventually have 360.
Well, eventually, but, you know, everything that I have left to work, as far as countries, it's all de-expedition stuff. I think the Philippines was actually one of the last ones. There's probably one or two out there that aren't really, maybe not, but for the most part, everything that I have left to work on my country count is all de-expedition stuff.
Well, that's really an enviable record that you should be proud of, because what, you got less than 10 years in the hobby, don't you?
Yeah, I have, let's see, I think it'll be 9 in March. I got my first license, my tech license, in March of 2013. So 8 or 9 years coming up in March.
Well, you've been a busy boy. Busy boy. I got mine, I think, in February of 70. How about that?
Timer.
15 years old.
15 years old, I remember them days.
15-meter, three-element monobander on steel straps on the chimney with no rotator. Had to go up there to get a lighter when I wanted to rotate it. And then I had an inverted V on 40, and I had a ball.
Things that we will do, I tell you. Well, I'm anxious. I'm hoping we're going to get a 6-meter opening here. Coming in December here, I'm really anxious to try out. I've got those 2 5 elements up there stacked on the tower, ready to roll.
Yep, stuff. I figured I might let you know something strange that I was experiencing yesterday. I drive a truck for a living, and I tell you what, no matter what channel I was on CB yesterday, there is people coming in from all over the country, even as far out as Tucson, Arizona, and stuff like that.
In fact, I think it was yesterday, I heard a guy who was crossband repeating from his handy talkie to his radio at home from Charlotte on, I think it was the Mount Mitchell repeater. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, that propagation, and I'm glad it's on the upswing. Bob, when I was back in the 70s, man, you could work anywhere with 10 watts. It was, in fact, it wasn't as fun as it is now because there were just too many people on. You couldn't get on 20 meters and not make somebody mad. There just wasn't a spot.
I got my license. The propagation cycle was really at its peak or close to it the first year. I worked DXCC on 10 meters as a technician, like in 6 months on a broken Kenwood TS-2000 and a Carolina Wyndham. I got lucky because a lot of the big de-expeditions, Heard Island, Amsterdam Island, I can't even remember them all, but a lot of the big de-expeditions that are very rare were active, de-expedition to Heard Island and what have you. So it was very active, and I worked a lot of stuff that probably won't come around for another 20 years yet. ND7J, go ahead, Phil.
W4, never give up. Go ahead, other station. I need to get your name and call. You said it, I just forgot it.
WZM, Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zoo Mike, Daniel.
Oh, I know you, Daniel. How you doing?
Mobile and around.
Guys, I had a great station when I was 15 because I mowed a lot of yards and had no expenses. And when you got no expenses, man, you can. I had a Drake TR4 and an SB220 amp, and I had two teletype machines, the old mechanical kind, right there in my bedroom. And my dad had 220 run from the box to my bedroom so that I didn't key the lights in the whole house when it was on CW. And I had equipment stacked all over that desk, and people said, "How do you get that?" I said, "Well, I got no expenses. I just mow lots of grass."
Sure. Good morning, Ken.
Fellas, I got to hop off out of here. I'm actually on my way to the dump, and I'm just about ready to pull in. Good talking to you both this morning. Still good luck with your day. And I'll talk to you soon. Daniel, good to hear you this morning. I've seen you before. You guys spoke today in the OJ.
Bob, yeah, you are on the fringe. I just got a little of that. But we'll see you soon. Daniel, I'm going to sign, too. I got something else to do here while I drive that I got to take care of. Daniel, you tie the ribbons on it. And I appreciate the talk this morning. W4, never give up.
I can see W4, never give up. KJ4, WZM. Good to talk to you, Phil, and good to talk to you, Bob, and I'll be praying for y'all's dads. That doesn't sound like y'all are having a good time with that. And I imagine it's probably a big struggle, especially so close to holidays. So thankfully, my dad is still doing okay, and no worries as far as that goes. But I've lost two out of my four grandparents, so I recognize the struggle there. Everything sounds pretty familiar. Y'all have a good one. Carry on. Be safe out there. And I will talk to y'all later on down the log. KJ4WZM, I'll be clear. 73, y'all.
See ya.